today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. Michael Brophy in for Fran this morning. Davin is by the phones. You can call 1800 938 007. You can also text us with your views on any topic on 083 311 3311. Now, Muriel Cuddy from Health Screening Plus joins me on the line for our weekly health slot. Muriel, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. We were going to focus primarily today on the keto diet. I suppose it's a topic, or it's a phrase that has kind of become a lot more common in the last couple of years. Can you explain what the main tenets of the keto diet are?
I can, Michael, and I suppose just to give you a bit of background on where this actually came from and how I said that I'd like to talk about something like this morning. We had somebody that came to us this week. It was actually husband and wife, and they'd been through a number of different tests over the last 12 months. And the husband had a cardiac profile, so he was 72, I think. And within the cardiac profile, he had to lose weight, first of all, so he had to lose 3 stone weight. And then there was different issues. He had to have his heart stopped and started again, so there was an irregularity or whatever in his heart that he needed to get sorted. He went to a health expert and they put him, said to him he needed to go on the keto diet to lose weight. And he did. He lost the first couple of stone or whatever. And when they came in to me and they were sitting down and we were going through it all or whatever, there were different health markers that were elevated that just didn't make sense. And when I got into the nuts and bolts of what he was actually eating, it kind of frightened me a little, because people don't know what to eat and they don't know how to put different levels of foods together, Michael, if that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. And what he was eating was a lot of meat. So he was eating a lot of meat, a lot of eggs. He was having fish and things like that. But his diet was very acidic. So that was pushing other health markers in the wrong direction.
So it's heavily focused on fat then, is it?
Yeah. Well, fat and protein. So protein would have been one of the biggest ones. And I suppose a very low level of carbs. But if you focus on a high level of protein and fat, you have to make sure you're getting the fat, that it's a really good omega-3 and it's not a high level of saturated fat, if that makes sense to you. And the fat is one side of the saturated fat, but the acidity is another side. And we don't realise lately, the acidity in the foods that we're actually eating can cause so many different things, like hormonal imbalances and, you know, just a lot of different things in the body that we can't cope with. So, yeah, that's where that was coming from today, that I wanted to say to people, you really have to know when you're putting foods together, if somebody puts you on a diet of sorts, ask all the questions. I don't like the word diet. I think everything should be realistic and our food should be very normal, very ordinary, 1, 2, 3 ingredient foods that we know what's in them and we know where the source, we know where they're coming from, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, because acidity, it's becoming a little bit more kind of known and its element in good nutrition and I guess trying to have the right pH, I suppose, in your own body, let's say. But I mean, this is the reason why kind of heartburn tablets are very common, I presume, is to try and kind of balance out the excess acidity of certain foods.
It is, and you know, our gut, I talk about the gut all the time and I say people are sick of listening to me talking about the gut, but if anybody, I turned on the telly last night at whatever, I think it was around 9 o'clock, and on RT2 there was a programme on and it was on about microbiome and the gut and all of that kind of thing, you know, and it was everything I've been talking about, and bacteria in the gut, acidity in the gut, pH in the tummy, that's where our illnesses come from, or our wellness comes from, if that makes sense to you. The less acidity there is in the body, so we need to be at that pH of 7, so neither acidic nor in the alkaline, just the balance is right in the middle. And that comes from getting the balance right in the tummy and getting the balance right in the gut. And they actually done blood tests last night on twins, Michael, and before the bloods had even been sent in, one of the twins that had really bad bacteria and a high level of acidity in her body, her blood had already separated before they ever sent it to the lab. The other twin, her blood was perfect before they ever sent it off. One had a really good diet and didn't stress, and the other one did stress. So it's really important that we get it right, that we don't over-focus on things, you know. And I suppose everything in moderation would be the number one. But people don't realise you could actually go on a high-protein diet and cut your carbs back, but still introduce your good carbs, like broccoli. Do you know that broccoli actually has more protein per calorie than steak? Like, that's amazing. People don't know that.
It's seen really as a very vibrant superfood. That's seen as so bland, I suppose, on many a dinner plate. But it is an amazing sort of vegetable.
And kale, spinach, all of these, like, they have as much protein, you know, as what you're going to get from your chicken or your fish or whatever. But like, they're fantastic for the body because they're full of antioxidants and plant sterols and everything that we actually need within our body to be well. So you're going to feel well straight away if you eat them. And the other side of it is your body can actually digest them really well, so it can break them down. And we're not what we eat, Michael. We are what we absorb from the foods that we eat. So we can absorb all the nutrition we need from them.
On the topic of vegetables, because I read it in some circles as well, and I'd like to get your own insight on it. Are we doing too much to our vegetables? I mean, or should we be eating a lot more of them raw? I think in terms of broccoli as well, should we be attempting or do we leave that to almost boil in the pan for too long and is the goodness cooked out of it?
We do, definitely. You don't overcook. So it's literally, you know, the bite needs to be there if you are actually cooking them, and you're cooking them even, you know, for soups and everything at the minute. But you know the biggest thing? Cooking is one thing, and overcooking them. We can eat them raw, but we're dumping too much of it. So we're literally like, the stem of broccoli you can actually, you know, put in a smoothie or put in your soup or whatever, and the best of the broccoli is actually in the stem. So like, even with your spinaches and your kales and all of these kinds of things, like, put them in a smoothie or you put them in a salad, you know, you can eat every single bit of nearly every veg and fruit that's out there, bar the stones and that. And that's where we get the best of our food. That's the fibre. It's a prebiotic fibre. So fibre is, the prebiotic is what feeds the good bacteria in your gut to make it multiply and give you more. So we need to be eating everything. But the rawer the steak, the better it is actually for your body. That, you know, you can get the best out of it. So yeah, don't overcook things.
Yeah. And I mean, just to go back to your original query on, you know, someone who needed to lose a significant amount of weight in a short period of time. This might be something that a lot of people are thinking of, let's say, ahead of winter or ahead of the Christmas season, that sort of thing. So, I mean, if people really are desperate to lose weight in a short space of time, it might not be safe in any regard. But what are the simple aspects they should keep in mind?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of this at the minute in clinic, Michael. So support is massive and education is massive. So those are the two things that you actually need. We've put together a 6-week programme right now so that we get it right for people coming up to Christmas time so that you can maintain it, because you don't want to do it right now up to Christmas time and then gain the stone for Christmas and you're back to square one again that you're facing in January, because to lose weight is really hard. Every single person is different. So for me talking to you in comparison to talking to maybe a partner or, you know, your parents or whatever, everybody is different. But the basics are 3 meals a day. So if you can eat 3 meals a day and not snack, you're better off. You know, so you get a good breakfast into you in the morning of 1, 2, 3 ingredients. You get your porridge, you get your wheat bix, you get your brown bread, the fibrous brown bread, which is like the loaf of brown bread or something like McCambridge. Put a really good fat on it. But put your eggs, avocado, salmon, anything at all like that, and you're good to go until lunchtime. Let your system work itself. You let your metabolism kickstart and all the bits and pieces. Use that food up to lunchtime and then eat again at lunchtime. So don't miss meals if you can at all. And eat again at lunchtime. An abundance of colour. We need about 30 varieties of colour, 30 varieties of plant foods within our diet within 7 days, you know, with the week, to actually get as much of our gut bacteria to where it needs to be. So your lunch should be colour. So this time of the year, it's soups, isn't it? It's like, get everything you can into a soup or a stew. So I always say to people, if you can cook a dinner in the evening time, even every second day, so if you're under pressure for time, and you can do double the amount and actually food flask it and bring it for your lunch the next day, you're in a really good place. So you do a good dinner, you have that for lunch the next day, do a salad that evening, and then the next day do a salad at lunchtime. You know, so you actually mix it up every second day that you're not eating the same thing. We're actually involved in a big screen at the minute, Michael, and we have numbers of people coming through every day. Every single person in Ireland seems to be living on ham and cheese, white bread sandwiches. Literally. I don't know how many people are listening out there today, but ham and cheese white bread sandwiches are processed. So the ham is processed, the salt in it, the salt in the cheese, and white bread has no nutritional content. It's either that or rolls. If anybody is listening, if you have a diabetic profile, a cardiac profile, any of these are detrimental. So just go for the salad and go for the brown bread. And just by making that change alone, your body's going to thank you for it and you'll feel better, you know?
Yeah. And it's a case of the gut is just finds it terribly hard to digest that sort of food, is it?
Yeah, it does. No, there's no nutritional content in it. So cheese is like high-fat dairy. So dairy is hard on the body anyway, but cheese is processed. So unless you have a really good quality cheese, which can act as a probiotic, you can't go there with cheese because it's just, it doesn't, your body can't process it properly. Salt is really bad for your cholesterol, for your blood pressure, all of that kind of thing. So, you know, and a lot of some people, it's the sliced cheese. So it's the cheaper varieties of cheese that they're putting in the sandwiches. Ham is the same. It's a cured meat, so it's not great in the carcinogenic side of things. It's not great for your heart, the high level of salt. It's not great for your blood pressure. And white bread has no nutritional content. You're literally, if you were to put 2 drops of water on white bread and put it in a ball, Michael, and throw it against the wall, it literally will stick. So you can imagine when it's going up and down through your digestive system, down through your digestive tract, it literally sticks. And by the time it gets down there, there's no nutritional content whatsoever in it. But a really good fibrous brown bread is like a sweep for your digestive system, and it'll thank you for it. And it's happy the minute you eat it. So it's not about thinking outside the box. It's just being, I suppose, sensible. Nearly every single person, bar maybe our younger generation, know what to eat. You know, even from me talking to you here now, you know within 70 to 80% of what you need to eat. And once you know within 70 to 80% and you get that much right, the other 20% takes care of itself, because we're allowed wine and we're allowed the chocolate and the takeaway and the sash tonight and stuff, you know. But people's health marks are... Yeah, sorry.
I just wanted to ask, I mean, what about hydration then as well? Because I get the sense that we're not great really as a population for getting the right amount of water into our system on a daily basis, and kind of supplementing it with the wrong things then to try and give us an energy jolt. So, I mean, can you explain how important water is as part of the daily routine?
Do you know, it's funny that you brought that up. The one-to-ones that I'm doing at the minute, so if we do screen, we screen people, give them their health markers, and then we educate them on what the health markers actually mean and where they're going wrong in that. And one of the levels that we test are the hydration levels. The screen that we're in at the moment actually involves the company. They sell water. So it's one of the things that it's actually on tap everywhere for employees to have it. But 70% of people are seriously dehydrated. So as part of our screen, we check your levels to say, if you come in at around 60-65%, your hydration levels are really good. You know, you're drinking a lot of water and you're drip feeding it into your system. We're getting people at the minute, and one was even a pregnant woman, and her hydration levels were down under 35%. Now, if your hydration levels are that low, Michael, everything goes wrong on the other side. The body is 70% water. So we are predominantly made up of water. Every cell in our body needs a certain level of water to function. Our intercellular water that's inside the body needs like a certain level of water. So everything from your stress levels, anxiety, depression, brain fog, heart health, brain health, how we think, every single thing is based on how much water we have in our body. Our sugar levels, cholesterol levels, our blood pressure. If our water levels are down, every single thing goes wrong. And we're saying it to people here every single day. I'm saying to them, your blood sugars are on the way up, your cholesterol is on the way up, your blood pressure is too high, but your water levels are down by at least 40%.
So and just what crazy? You mentioned, yeah, it is. And I mean, just one thing you mentioned there about dripping it into the system, like, let's say, kind of sipping away on it through the day. And it's something that I grew up with any time hurling with Laura. Ken Hogan was always kind of focusing on get the water into you, but kind of bit by bit, kind of throughout the day. Does the body react a little bit differently if you're, let's say, trying to get 300 or 400 mils in at one time and then waiting another couple of hours?
Yeah, you have to drip feed it. And I say to the lads that are playing sport all the time, like, there's no point drinking a pint of water when you think of it before you go out to play a match, because you'll be the fella down behind the goal going to the toilet before the game starts. Mm-hmm. Because it literally goes in and comes back out again. So you have to sip it away. So you have your bottle on your desk beside you or wherever you are, and you sip it away all day long as you can at all. We have to retain the water. So for our intercellular body to actually retain it, it's a drip feed, so it gets a chance. And there's no point like drinking for 2 or 3 days loads of water and then 2 or 3 days you don't drink water. You know, it doesn't work like that. It has to be continuous. And it's probably about a litre and a half of water at a very minimum that you need a day. And after that, then your teas and everything else can top it up for you. But the minimum of a litre and a half needs to come from just the plain old, good old water. Now, a little tip, and I've said it before, but if somebody hasn't heard me, Himalayan salt has 86 of the trace minerals the body needs. It's a really, really simple way of getting the electrolytes, potassium, etc., that we need. And you remember the periodic table in school, Michael, and all the different minerals and everything that were on it. We need a certain level of mineral within our body. years ago, we drank, say the water was coming over streams and stuff like that, you got your mineral content from different things. You got it, say, from potatoes and, you know, say your organic foods, as you think of them now, and a bit of clay on them, you know, and the dirt and that was on them. The minerals were in the soil, you know, and are in the soil of the organic stuff. But everything now, like, is so processed and so washed and chemicals and filtered water and all the bits and pieces. For us to have that mineral content, electrolytes, to actually retain the water, it's not in our body. So mm-hmm. we need to get it from somewhere. So something like that is really good, just to put it in your water and have it.
Just before I let you go, there was a text came in on what kind of cheese would you recommend, or is there any that would have kind of you know, more benefits than others?
It depends, really. Like, a lot of the cheeses, like the blue cheese, and the more expensive the cheese, the better it is, the better quality it is. So if you're actually going to have a form of cheese, pay really well for it, you know, and have a small amount of the cheese. And that's really good. There'll be a good level of probiotic because it won't be processed and it won't have the level of salt in it. So just, it doesn't really matter what cheese it is. Just pay well for your cheese, that you know it's coming from a good source, like your farmer's market and stuff, and you'll have your probiotic and you'll have your good level of cheese.
Fantastic. Muriel, a fascinating chat, and thanks a million for sharing your views there.
Not sure. Thanks, Michael.
Muriel Cuddy there joining us on the line from Health Screening Plus. And any health-related topics that you, or indeed on nutrition and hydration specifically, that you would have during the week, do please flag them with us, tiptoday@tipfm.com, and we can raise them with Muriel when she's back again with us next week. We'll take a quick break now. Coming up next, we'll be talking about history in Knockavilla, an event taking place tomorrow night, and also Tim Floyd will be joining us from Tip County Board. Stay tuned.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry, in association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie. The night.